name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we celebrate the first Saturday of October, and we do, as usual, this beautiful practice of the five first Saturdays in honor of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, as requested by Our Lady of Fatima. Five consecutive Saturdays, each on the first Saturday of the month, in order to beg for the conversion of sinners, to repair all outrages committed against saints, committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So please renew your intention today to be here, to make Our Lady company for this time we spent here, and with the intention to beg the conversion of sinners and to repair all sins. Today we can reflect on the importance of the Holy Rosary in relation with the Fatima message. As you know, the last apparition took place in October 1917, and this was the conclusive message that Our Lady gave, and it is very interesting to reflect on the fact that October is the completion of the message. The message started in May. Our Lady precisely, since the beginning, said, you have to come every month until October, and then I will make a special miracle in order that all people may believe in this message. So you see, Fatima is concise, it's very the timeline of this message is very precise since the outset. And this is very, very important, as the fact that the message is supernatural. That's why the Church could immediately, after a few years, say that the message was, in fact, supernatural. So Our Lady already promised, since the outset, to come for the final time, in order to reveal herself, her name, this is very important, and to make a miracle that so that all people could believe. So there is a progressive revelation in the message of Fatima, and in October there is the revelation of Our Lady's name. Her name is Our Lady of the Holy Rosary. I am the Lady, Our Lady of the Holy Rosary. So you see, the Holy Rosary is a kind of revelation. In fact, during the first apparition in May, Our Lady already asked the children to pray the Rosary. The Rosary is always present in all apparitions. Our Lady is always asking to pray the Holy Rosary. Since May 1917, Our Lady asked for this prayer in order to beg God for the end of the war, the First World War, and for peace. And you remember also that during the apparition in July, this is the moment when the secret was revealed. After the first part of the secret, the vision of hell, Our Lady added a special prayer to the Holy Rosary, the prayer that we recite after each decade. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and so on. This prayer was asked by Our Lady to be added to each decade of the Rosary. And finally, there is the revelation in October, the name, I am the Lady of the Holy Rosary. And as explained by Sister Lucia, this final apparition was also important to reveal the three mysteries of the Holy Rosary, the joyful, the sorrowful, the glorious mysteries. In fact, first Our Lady appeared, and then Saint Joseph holding the baby Jesus and blessing the world. This is the sign of the joyful mysteries. Then the Our Lady, the sorrowful mother, also appeared, the sorrowful mysteries. Our Lady pierced with a lance. And finally, Our Lady of the Mount Carmel also was seen by the three shepherds, the glorious mysteries. So the Rosary has a very important place in this revelation of Fatima. And October is the month of the Rosary. So it is interesting to reflect more on the importance of the Rosary and to ask Sister Lucia herself about this importance. You know that Sister Lucia wrote a beautiful book, The Call of the Message of Fatima, in which she explains step by step the importance of the message of Fatima, as she perceived it, she understood it. Among all reasons, among all explanations she gives in this beautiful book, there is also the why Our Lady asked to pray the Holy Rosary instead of going to Mass, in order to obtain from God the end of the war and the peace. Why? So this was a question that Sister Lucia was asked. And she answers repeatedly in this book. She believes God is a father who, in her words, quote, adapts himself to the needs and possibilities of his children. Now, if God, through Our Lady, had asked us to go to Mass and receive Holy Communion every day, there would undoubtedly have been a great many people who would have said, quite rightly, this was not possible. Some, on account of the distance separating them from the nearest church where Mass was celebrated, others on account of the circumstances of their lives, their state in life, their job, the state of their health, and so on. Yet, she adds, on the other hand, to pray the Rosary is something everybody can do, rich and poor, wise and ignorant, great and small. Moreover, pointing out that we all need to pray every day, Sister Lucia says that God asks us for a prayer which is within our reach, the Rosary, which can be recited either in common or in private, either in church, in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, or at home, either when traveling or while walking quietly in the fields, she explains. A mother, again, she adds, of a family can say the Rosary while she rocks her baby's cradle or does the housework. A day has 24 hours in it. It is not asking a great deal to set aside a quarter of an hour for the spiritual life, for our intimate and familiar converse with God. Lucia again describes how she believes that after the Holy Mass, praying the Rosary, taking into account its origin and the prayers in it, and the mysteries of the redemption we recall and meditate on for each decade, she says, it is the most pleasing prayer we can offer to God, and one which is most advantageous to our own soul. If such were not the case, Our Lady would not have asked for it so insistently. So finally, there is another reminder from Sister Lucia. She says, this is more, we can say, doctrinal, theological, in order to stress even more the prayer, the importance of the Rosary. She says, it will be a powerful means of helping us to preserve our faith, hope, and charity. And then she concludes saying, thus, the Rosary is the prayer which God, through His Church and Our Lady, has recommended most insistently to us all, as a road to and a gateway of salvation. Pray the Rosary every day. This is Sister Lucia's account on the importance of the Holy Rosary. So we have seen from a more spiritual, practical insight on the Holy Rosary, we come to the doctrinal importance of the Rosary. Our Lady asked for it because it is quite easy to pray it everywhere, in every moment of your day. And finally, she was pointing out that the Rosary is the prayer in order to keep our faith, to keep the true faith, the hope, and the charity. And in fact, there are many other saints who say the same about the Holy Rosary. There is a beautiful book that you should know, and this is a book from Saint Louis Grignon de Montfort. This is The Secret of the Holy Rosary, which is one of the most beautiful books he wrote, beside the book on true devotion to Our Lady. And Saint Louis de Montfort says, if you say the Rosary faithfully until death, I do assure you that in spite of the gravity of your sins, you shall receive a never fading crown of glory. Even if you are on the brink of damnation, even if you have one foot in hell, even if you have sold your soul to the devil, as sorcerers do who practice black magic, and even if you are a heretic, as obstinate as a devil, sooner or later you will be converted and will amend your life and will save your soul. If, and mark well what I say, if you say the Holy Rosary devoutly every day until death, for the purpose of knowing the truth and obtaining contrition and pardon for your sins. This is very inspiring and encouraging each one of us to faithfully pray every day the Rosary. If we go back now to the apparition of Our Lady of Fatima in October, the final one, after Our Lady revealed herself, Sister Lucia asked for the healing and salvation of many people. And Our Lady said, most of them will be healed, but other people won't, because they are offending God. So God is very much offended by their sins. So the link, we can see the link between the Rosary, to pray the Rosary for the end of the war and for the peace in the world, and the Rosary as a means to even intercede for these people who are trapped by saints and are not able to give them up. So this is the point. The Holy Rosary is that prayer which helps us see Our Lady with us present in order to first overcome the insidious reality of sin. Because, and this is confirmed by Saint Louis Grignon de Montfort and by many other saints, the sin is an insurance to be saved. And the rosary is a way to get rid of sins and to come back to God and to live a life of grace, a life of charity. So, you see, the Holy Rosary prayed faithfully every day is a pathway towards salvation and also an intercessory means for all other people you pray for in order to get for them their salvation, their conversion. You also might know that there is a Pope who was very devoted to the Holy Rosary, and he wrote several encyclicals on the Holy Rosary, on the importance of the Holy Rosary. This Pope is Pope Leo XIII, who beautifully says, "The Rosary is the most excellent form of prayer and the most efficacious means of attaining eternal life. It is the remedy for all our evils, the root of all our blessings. There is no more excellent way of praying." It's beautiful. And always following the message of Fatima, in the light of all this theology of the rosary behind, we can say that next to the sacrifice of Mass and adoration of the Holy Eucharist, there is the prayer of the rosary. And if we combine the prayer of the rosary with the adoration of the most blessed sacrament, this is the very apex of our spiritual life. Because while we adore the fruit of the Mass, the Holy Eucharist is the fruit of the holy sacrifice of Christ celebrated in the Mass, the perpetuation of the sacrifice of Mass celebrated, then if we stay there in adoration with Our Lady, making Our Lady company in a way, and with her in the presence of Christ, praying the rosary, we are doing the greatest prayer. We are really making this prayer, which is a way to salvation. Finally, there is also a private, we can say, tradition holding some promises attached to the Holy Rosary. It is a Dominican tradition of 15 promises that Our Lady would have given directly to Saint Dominic and spread by another Dominican saint, Blessed Alain de la Roche, a French a Dominican. There is no, so far, historical foundation to this revelation of Our Lady. But, on the other hand, there is an oral tradition handed over to generations that testifies these 15 promises given by Our Lady. And among all promises, there are some which confirm what we have been saying. For example, Our Lady says, "I promise my special protection and the greatest graces to all those who shall recite the Rosary. And again, another promise, the Rosary shall be a powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice, decrease sin, and defeat heresies. This is right what Sister Lucia says. The Rosary to keep the faith, to destroy the errors against the faith, to destroy sin, which is the very root of all scandals and even sometimes heresies. The Rosary again will cause virtue and good works to flourish. It will obtain for souls the abundant mercy of God. It will withdraw the hearts of men from the love of the world and its vanities, and will lift them to the desire for eternal things. So, my dear brethren, let us treasure this powerful weapon that Our Lady gave us. It is a beautiful prayer, very simple, suitable for everybody. So, very simple, but very deep, very theological. And when we pray the Rosary, let us be concentrated on the words we say, of course, on the beauty of this prayer. Let us, with Our Lady and in her presence, let us pray this Rosary for this very basic but important intentions, to keep the faith in a moment of confusion, such as our moment in the Church. Let us pray the Rosary for withdrawing many souls from saints, and of course ourselves, in order to keep always the state of grace. Let us pray the Rosary for emptying finally the purgatory. The Rosary is also very efficacious to free the souls from purgatory, even to the point that St. Maximilian Kolbe was saying, each Rosary is a soul that leaves the purgatory and goes to heaven. So let us cherish this very beautiful prayer, and let us also become, as we can, the apostles of this beautiful means of salvation. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.